News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Fighting in the Gaza Strip escalated on Thursday with some of the most intense Israeli bombardment of the war, and Hamas demonstrated its ability to rocket Tel Aviv, even as the enemies held their most serious talks for weeks on a new truce. In the United Nations, another scheduled meeting of the Security Council is set for Friday, while both sides haggle over the wording.
Everything that can be done must be done to get aid into Gaza to help people in the desperate situation that they're in. And on that level, we've been talking about the United Nations Security Council resolution, where we are very keen to see consensus arrived at.
British Foreign Minister David Cameron. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli police say 19 Israeli prison guards are under investigation in the death of a 38-year-old Palestinian security prisoner. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The Palestinian Prisoners Club, an advocacy group, says the prisoner was found with severe signs of violence on his body and died on November the 18th at a prison in the southern Negev desert. He was 18 years into a 25-year sentence for attempted murder. Police announced the investigation of the guard on Thursday after a gag order expired. The Israel Prison Service says it's cooperating. The Prisoners Club says about 7,800 Palestinians are currently held by Israel, including hundreds rounded up since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia is working to strengthen ties to North Africa and spread its narrative about Ukraine and Gaza as the United States' popularity throughout the Arab world diminishes. As the two wars grind on, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited Morocco and Tunisia this week in an effort to deepen ties between Moscow and Arab countries. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. During the frantic search for the gunman earlier this month at the